This is GQTN for Monday, August 3rd, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, American Truck Simulator gets a little bit of expansion. Well, you know, we got a little bit of Steam Deck news, and Power World gets a spinoff. But we begin today with memory chips from Eurogamer. They said that the memory chip maker Samsung says that the component shortage will continue to get worse next year, while the earnings are getting a good penny from it. So that was reported by TechCrunch. That's a Korean tech giant. And they said the supply will remain constrained in 2027, while the demands will continue to rise. Samsung expects this to continue into at least 2028. And some Samsung estimates are based on data AI companies, where Samsung did say that they are, quote, sharing their medium to long-term demands forecasts, end quote. So with the manufacturers, Samsung will use the data to establish an order for customers, prioritizing, you know the word, those where there are highest margins, even when they are willing to sign long-term contracts for its chips. Most of the capacity of the high-band memory, HBM, is needed for the AI data centers for the big three memory manufacturers, which does include Samsung, and they dedicated to the consumer-grade memory, which did cause the prices to go up on the prices of every consumer electronic devices that uses the chips, like PlayStation 5 and 6, Xbox Series X and S, and its future, and Switch 2, which is why all of them have gone up in price. And that goes the same with Valve's Steam Machine, which launched at a higher price than expected. So what will happen now? Will that be going forward with all of that stuff? We shall see. And when I talk about prices, Push Square was talking about Xbox and the new prices coming for them, and now it's forecasting for the PlayStation 6. And that was in the most recent PlayStation 5 price. Could hold out until April next year. And a secured memory inventory is required to fulfill the hardware targets for the current fiscal year. GTA 6 at launch was why Microsoft was forced to raise its prices again this weekend. So here are the current prices for Microsoft's six-year-old system. 512 gigabytes was $400 and is now $500. 1 terabyte Series S was $450 and is now $600. The 1 terabyte Series X digital was $600 and is now $750. From the Series X, $650, that's 1 terabyte, is now $800. In comparison, they showed the PlayStation 5 prices. PlayStation 5 digital, $500, now $600. PlayStation 5 original, that's with the disc, $550, now $650. The PlayStation 5 Pro, $750, now $900. And the prices, what they're saying, might still go up again because of Samsung's situation. Xbox did reveal the FanFest events for later this year via PushSquare.com. PureXbox.com. My bad. It's an offense. I get it. So what happened already was Los Angeles said it was June 7th. Cologne, Germany, August 26th at Gamescom. Tokyo, Japan, September 17th during the Tokyo Game Show. London, UK at September 26th. Mexico City, Mexico, October 17th. Also on October 17th, Sydney, Australia. And then they go to Toronto, Canada on November 6th. After that will be Seattle, Washington. But there's no date for that. We shall see what happens there. Now we get to a little bit of equipment type news. Oh, it's software for equipment. According to PC gamer Dick DeFrance, there's a new free software that you could turn your bike trainer into a controller for your Steam Deck. And yes, it works with Rocket League. That's why I said. So, if you felt like your bike trainer had a lack of Rocket League or Forza Horizon, well, this app called Deck de France can let you use your bike as a controller for games, as it's pretty limited there so far. And it does have some specs to it. No, not specs, but stuff. Tax, Elite, Wahoo, Swift Hub, Cyclops, Garmin, Power Meters, so on and so forth. Pretty cool. You can go to some cool places here. Power World now has its first major spinoff on mobile. And Garena has announced the Power World Online mobile MMORPG and was published on an official license with Pocket Pair. It'll be coming to iOS and Android sometime this year. Time's running out. Though a specific date has not yet been shared. Just the year, promise of more details, will be coming later. So, there is some promo art, but there's really not much left to say about it. Just know that it's coming. So is this. If you like American Truck Simulator, North Dakota has been announced. That's the DLC via BlueNews.com, and there's an add-on to be announced later, maybe this year or next. It's inspiring some comments of what could be going on. Could be, because that's not going into movie mode just yet. Nope, not going to movie mode just yet. Warhammer might be, though, because Henry Cavill is looking to make a series. Okay, maybe not a movie. This is going to be a TV show. But yeah, he's going to be producing Warhammer 40,000, an animated series, which is a spinoff to the Secret Levels episode that's based on the franchise. We'll see what happens. We will. There's some art to it, too. It's pretty good. We'll see what happens and tell you all about it later. This has been it on Voyage Production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people. Thank you.